Hello and welcome to Bytes by MSDN. My name is Rob Cameron and I'm an architect evangelist with Microsoft. And I have here with me today Evan Hutnick from Telerik. Evan, thanks for joining.
Thank you.
Awesome. So what's your role at Telerik and, you know, what does Telerik do?
I'm a developer evangelist for Telerik. And Telerik's doing a little bit of everything under the sun right now. We have UI components, testing, Team Pulse, which is a new agile, you know, TFS planning tool. SiteFanDuty, their CMS, OpenXSR, ORM, like we pretty much anything you need as a .NET developer from planning through testing and completion, we have it under our umbrella right now.
Awesome. And so I know Telerik is definitely one of the major control vendors for XAML, whether, you know, WPF or Silverlight. When we made the announcements and unveiled the platform back at Mix for Windows Phone 7, I would imagine that was, you know, a natural fit for Telerik's product line.
Oh, yeah. At that point, I was actually on the phone with the unit managers, and we were just talking about how, like, yeah, we're there. It's just a matter of when they say we can start talking about it and announce things.
Awesome.
And since then, we've had a team that's been bustling on getting everything set.
Okay. So do you guys have any controls available, or where's that at right now with Telerik for Windows Phone 7?
Well, we actually just released the CTP for the Windows Phone 7 controls last week during PDC.
Oh, nice.
So right now we have 14 controls, and we're looking to expand. Of course, it's CTP, so it's pretty early preview. We're getting a lot of feedback, a lot of good feedback already, which is always nice.
Great.
And then we're looking to expand it into more data visualization controls, kind of more of what's not there in the toolkit or out of the box with Windows Phone 7.
Okay, so like, what controls do you guys have? Because I work with a lot of developers, and like one they're always looking for is like a jump list or those types of things, like this control. What controls do you guys provide out of the box?
We have the picker list. We have the date picker, time picker. We have all kinds of animation controls. One of the coolest things we have is actually the phone application frame, which if you look at Windows Phone 7 and you're moving through the OS, you actually have this nice navigation effect when you're going back and forth between settings and pages and everything. Mm-hmm. But by default, that's not there in Windows Phone 7 applications. Mm-hmm. So we have the phone application frame, which has animations built in. So as you're navigating through your applications, it actually makes it look more like a native Windows Phone 7 application.
Really? Oh, that's very exciting, because you're right. I mean, as a developer, you can do the behavior to do a page transition in Blend, but you don't have any animations with it. You have to build those yourself. So that's fantastic. I know a lot of developers that would be excited about that. So you had mentioned that your role as a developer evangelist at Telerik. What are the types of things that you tell developers new to your controls or, you know, new to XAML programming in general?
Really one of the best first places to go, because Silverlight has been, well, WPF has stayed kind of steady for a while, so you got a good collection of resources out there. But Silverlight has been changing so much, so it's a lot about knowing the important names in Silverlight. Okay. So, you know, some of the MVPs, you know, some of the influencers out there. You know to check Tim Hoyer's blog anytime something big is happening. Otherwise, stuff like Pete Brown's book, I refer to that Silverlight in Action as my desktop reference. And that's, Pete doesn't get anything from me saying that. It's just the fact that since I've started with Silverlight, he has had one of the most consistent books out there.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it, is learning the basics and knowing who's putting out the really good resources with every release, with every new beta, CTP. And that really helps you develop and progress as the framework progresses.
Gotcha. So as from a Telerik perspective, what kind of like design time support do you guys provide with the controls? Because, you know, a lot of developers are very familiar with Visual Studio, but when it comes to Blend, it's like a new tool for them. So I'm just kind of curious on how you fold into Blend. Do you have like behaviors or?
Well, we use like behaviors for Silverlight and triggers for WPF within our controls.
Okay.
And also, you can pretty much see, if you look at our documentation, almost any time we're telling you something about doing styling, doing templates, it's all Blend screenshots, because everything's Blend compatible. So for me, the mainly Visual Studio developer, I hop into Blend, I work on a few storyboards, a few animations, maybe pull a control template, then I'm back in Visual Studio. But we do support it fully, as you can see from like documentation and stuff like that.
Okay, that's great. Well, thanks so much for joining us, and thanks for watching Bytes by MSDN.